You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thoughts of suicide may feel impossible to overcome, but with help and support, you can find hope and meaning. Call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-TALK to speak to a counselor, or visit suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It's free, it's confidential, it's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And even if it feels like it, you are not alone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5000 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 5000. Enjoy!
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
In times of need, this is what most insurance sounds like.
What's your policy number?
But insurance with AAA sounds like this.
Is everyone okay?
See the difference at AAA.com/insurance.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The World Health Organization has reported a record number of new daily coronavirus cases. The global body said 106,000 new cases were recorded in the past 24 hours, the most in a single day. The number of cases worldwide is nearing 5 million. As all 50 states have taken steps to reopen their economies, President Trump provided an upbeat economic outlook.
States are opening up, some rapidly, safely, and we look forward to that. And I think we're going to get back. We're going to have some very good numbers, I project. I think that we will have a great transition period, which is third quarter. I think you're going to have a very good fourth quarter.
After canceling the face-to-face G7 summit in favor of a video conference, President Trump now says he's considering holding the gathering on or near the original June date. This is USA Radio News. House lawmakers will be able to cast votes and conduct committee meetings remotely for the next month and a half under a new rule from Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She used the authority under new House rules to allow remote participation for as many as 45 days during a public health emergency. The measure was approved largely along party lines in a vote last week. Under the measure, a single representative in the lower chamber can act as a proxy for as many as 10 lawmakers for floor votes. It also allows committees to hold remote hearings and to mark up legislation. The Republican-led Senate has already begun resuming in-person sessions. Parts of central Michigan are underwater due to major flooding along the Tittabawassee River after days of heavy rain. More than 10,000 people are being evacuated around the town of Midland. President Trump says he's sending help by way of FEMA and the Army Corps of Engineers. You're listening to USA Radio News. Brand new TV shows normally kick off in the fall, but that probably won't happen this year, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Viacom CBS pitching media planners and buyers on the CBS fall schedule, but the entire lineup hinges on the hope that production, which shut down in March because of the virus, can resume soon. The fall schedule for now, though, includes only two new series. A comedy created by Chuck Lorre called Be Positive is about a man looking for a kidney donor. The other fall newbie is a reboot of the 80s series The Equalizer, Queen Latifah stepping in to the lead role as an anonymous guardian angel to the downtrodden. A CBS official saying that it's highly unlikely 90% of the network's schedule will be able to launch during the traditional premiere week in late September. And the move comes after Fox and the CW, the only other broadcasters to announce fall schedules, are seriously changing up their lineups with acquired series and other stopgaps in the event that full-scale production is not able to resume anytime soon.
CBS has announced plans to air the 47th Annual Daytime Emmy Award Ceremony on June 26th. Nominations in key categories are to be announced on Thursday's edition of The Talk. Both the nominations announcement and the prize presentation will be taped using video conference technology and social distancing practices that were enacted to slow the spread of the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
In times of need, this is what most insurance sounds like.
Thank you for holding. What's your policy number?
But when you have coverage from AAA, you've got insurance with three A's. And that sounds like this.
Thank you for calling AAA. Is everyone okay?
This is the sound of the savings you get on insurance. But this is the sound of AAA savings when you include a membership with your coverage. Insurance with AAA? That's service worth singing about.
Insurance.
So does your insurance sound like insurance? Or does it sound like insurance with AAA? A brand that's been helping members for over 100 years. Visit AAA.com/insurance for a free quote and save up to 20% on auto and home.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Keep on doing what you do, Rick. You're my favorite host.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
I was made for this.
It's time to hear the truth about America's biggest challenges. You're listening to America Off the Rails with your host, Rick Robinson.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
Welcome to the program, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rick Robinson. This is KLRN Radio. We are America's Podcast Network, and you are listening to the America Off the Rails show, the cleanup hitter for the hashtag Chat Lives Matter Day. Team No Pants, represent! Still wearing my pajama bottoms from earlier today. They still count in my book. I don't care, because I'm working from home right now, so I can work in whatever I want. I really like this working from home thing for the most part. I've been getting a little bit cranky about it lately because the network at work has been super, super fussy. But I really like being able, my commute is like 30 seconds now. Really digging that. I'm not sure how much longer it's going to go on. They're starting to waffle a little bit at the day job. So I'm not exactly sure what the plan is. So I guess I'll probably find out in the next 11 days. What the idea is going to be for the future, but I guess when I know, you guys will know, because we will keep the morning show going for as long as I'm allowed to telecommute. In the event that I wind up being called back into the office, we are making plans to make it at least a one-day-a-week thing. And it will likely remain part of the Chat Lives Matter Day lineup, because it's one of our busiest, bestest days of the week. Want to thank everybody who's been tuning in tonight. I made this joke last hour, going to make it again. We had two folks that had some issues come up today, so we put up best ofs for them. We still had more people in our chat than pay attention to the entirety of the Bulwark, so thank you very much for making us more successful than those losers. Anyway, so I hope everybody's having a great Wednesday night. Again, I am Rick Robinson, the programming director around here, so if you like what we're doing here, feel free to shoot me an email. If you hate what we're doing here, feel free to shoot me an email, and I'll point and laugh and tell you I don't give a fuck. Literally, because I don't. But that being said, for those of you who do spend most, like, almost every day, all day, in the chat room, we love you. Seriously. I would do this even if nobody was listening, or even if, you know, back when it wasn't really nobody listening, but it was just me and Ron on the late night shift, I still did it anyway. Now we have all kinds of people that hang out. We have all kinds of people that listen. KLR Radio is actually becoming international. We get more and more feedback from Canada, France, Great Britain. We have people listening all over the place. Yeah, well, Jeff, nobody cares about that one in the crease guy. Because not only have I heard he sucks, I've been informed he might actually even swallow. Just saying. Sorry, bro, you walked into that one. Quit talking trash about yourself in the chat on my show. You're much better than you give yourself credit for, and just knock it off. Anyway, all right, so, but tease this a little bit. So there's an email that has been declassified that belonged to one Susan Rice, who apparently sent herself a mental note email memorializing a January 5th, 2017 Oval Office meeting. Now, I'm just going to read you the Daily News and let you see if you get the same slant I do. This is the headline. Declassified Susan Rice email reveals FBI concern about Flynn, further debunks Trump's Obamagate accusations. I wonder if it really does, though, because let's keep reading. President Trump's handpicked spy chief declassified an email on Tuesday that has long been sought by Republicans, convinced that Barack Obama ordered the FBI to spy on the incoming administration in the waning days of his presidency. But the email, which was penned by Obama's National Security Advisor Susan Rice and memorializes a January 5th, 2017 Oval Office meeting, does not divulge a sinister plot to spy on the Trump administration. Rather, it shows that the top tiers of the Obama administration were deeply concerned about the incoming National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's contacts with a Russian government official and wanted the FBI to investigate the matter by the book. Now, remember, rewind, just for a second, because what we now know is that during a closed-door session, President Barack Obama advised incoming President Donald Trump, when they came to the conversation about Mike Flynn, don't hire the guy. That's what he said. Don't hire the guy. Trump did it anyway. Appoints him to the interim team, which makes, because he was the incoming, He was an incoming part of the administration. He had all rights and abilities at that point to start contacting foreign nationals because he was part of the team that was going to be doing business with those folks as things began to transition. Two key points. If Obama had concerns about Mike Flynn, as this email claims, why didn't he outline any of those concerns with incoming President-elect Donald Trump when he said, don't hire the guy? Because he didn't explain, didn't elaborate, just says, don't hire the guy. The other thing is, and the thing that I think everybody's missing, is the email specifically says President Barack Obama wanted the FBI to handle the matter by the book. And if you're not sure what the pause was about, those are air quotes. Because I ask questions. Why would Barack Obama have to tell the FBI to do this by the book? Does that mean there are other things that they've been doing that weren't by the book? Does that mean he expected them to do shady shit and he was trying to tell them not to do shady shit? Or was he winking and nodding and nudging when he said, by the book? Because I'm just curious. We're not talking about a brand new president here. We're talking about someone who's had the office for 8 years, working with his team that he handpicked, he put together, he put into these positions. And he has to tell them he wants it done by the book? I has questions. President Obama began the conversation by stressing his continued commitment to ensuring that every aspect of this issue is handled by the intelligence and law enforcement communities by the book, Rice wrote about the meeting, which was attended by then FBI Director James Comey, former Vice President Joe Biden, and ex-Deputy AG Sally Yates. So, does anybody else have the same concerns and questions that I have about the use of that? Anyway, just, you know, hashtag asking for a friend, because I don't get it. I really don't. If you're really that concerned, why did you not take any of those concerns to the incoming vice president or president-elect or any of his team? Instead, you went around his team, didn't communicate directly with his team, used the FBI to frame someone. I mean, look, guys, that's what we're talking about at this point. And I will be one of the first ones. You actually have me on audio. You can go find it in the archives. When Flynn pled guilty, I was like, yeah, this doesn't look good for the Trump administration. Because back then, I still wasn't sure. I mean, we're talking about days into the administration at this point. When we start figuring, when all this stuff supposedly starts coming out, and there's, we've got this, and we've got that, and we know Flynn did this, and we know Flynn did that, and he pled guilty. I'm on record. Oh, maybe dude was shady. I don't know. But this is what we now know, now that we're starting to see some of the tactics that were used. We now know that the FISA warrants were based on falsehoods, editorialized, basically made to fit a narrative, much like everything else that they've been pushing about Russian collusion. We now also know that Mike Flynn, after spending millions of his own dollars trying to defend himself and reclaim his honor, and as a military man, you cannot tell me that a ranking general in the United States military does not consider their honor an important commodity. It's their life's blood. He spent millions of his own dollars trying to defend himself from these accusations while his own defense team wasn't following Brady rules. Only to basically be told by the FBI, you either sign this and you plead guilty to this, or we're coming after your family next. And I know I've talked about this a lot, but I'm just trying to drive this point home because I know that I have a lot of friends who are leftists who listen to this show, and I'm trying to make everybody understand exactly what happened. This man was basically put against a wall, had a proverbial firing squad looking at, basically facing him down on that wall, and basically was told, either you sign this or we're going to pull the trigger. And after we're done with you, we're getting your family next. I don't know about you, but you apply enough pressure and somebody's probably willing to sign just about anything. And that's exactly what happened here. And now you have this email that the left is, oh my God, see, this proves there was no Obamagate. Even Obama said we need to do this by the book, Rick. You don't know what you're talking about. You're just a Trump-humping bastard. You got the last part right. At least according to my ex-wife. That being said, I still take issue with the fact that in a closed-door meeting with his top officials, Barack Obama had to point out that this had to be done by the book. We're still missing something. Because that phrasing shouldn't need to be there. Now, let me tell you another reason why I think they had concerns. Stacey hinted at this a little bit this morning. There were things that were starting to be made available to Michael Flynn in his new role. He was getting information from London, who was basically putting out memorandums about disavowing anything that Steele put out. That was around the same time that everybody started having concerns about General Michael Flynn. Were they concerned about who he was interacting with, or were they concerned about what he was going to learn? Because let's not forget, and again, I'm just trying to slowly connect the dots for you here. We have this email coming out saying it has to be done by the book. We have the fact that Michael Flynn was starting to get access to information that would have been sensitive to the Obama group, knowing what we now know about some of the things that they were trying to do. While all of this is happening, we now have emails and texts going back and forth between Page and Strzok, talking about how they have to get Flynn removed. They have to either get him to lie or they have to get him to incriminate himself because he has to be removed. At the same time, he's finding all of these things out about the Steele dossier and London basically disavowing Steele and everything else. While all of that is going on, he's publicly telling everyone he's going to clean house everywhere in the intelligence community because as far as he was concerned, military intelligence was the only intelligence apparatus that mattered and the only intelligence apparatus that was worth a damn because everything else was being politicized. All of these things were coming out, coming to fruition all at the same time, right at the same time that the Barack Obama administration was looking at Michael Flynn saying, this guy has got to go. I've told you guys for 11 years, I do not believe in coincidences. When you connect all of those dots, Michael Flynn was a risk to the outgoing Obama administration, and it had nothing to do with his ties to Russian foreign nationals. It had nothing to do with him being a surrogate for Turkey. None of the above, because the same things happened in the Obama administration, and instead of someone being drummed out of their position, some bureaucratic pencil-necked geek chased them down the hall with a pen and said, sign this because you forgot to, stupid, and you have to declare yourself as a foreign asset. The same thing that Michael Flynn basically eventually wound up pleading guilty to lying to the FBI about, which is forgetting, quote unquote, to declare himself as a foreign national asset in regards to being basically a lobbyist for another country, was the same thing that happened to two separate officials during Barack Obama's tenure as president of the United States, and all they did was make them go back and sign the paperwork that they missed. Because it wasn't about his break in protocol. It was about discrediting Flynn. Because we now see exactly how politicized every member of our intelligence apparatus has become. For God's sake, you have sitting ambassadors who, by definition, serve at the pleasure of the President of the United States, stating that they should have been the ones making foreign policy, not President Donald Trump. We have them on record saying this in front of Congress. Nobody said a word. Wonder why that is. All right, we're going to get things back on track a little bit. Going to take the break a little bit early because we're going to do, well, sort of, kind of. We're at the official, what would normally be the bottom of the hour, but we got a bit of a late start. We are going to take a break, though, because when we come back, we still got to do Buffoon of the Week. And those have been a little bit long, so probably going to start running them in the middle of the show just to make sure we get them clear. But on that note, we got to take a break. Anybody who has the ability to spin in your chair, get ready. We are going to take a quick break. This is America Off the Rails. I am your host, Rick Robinson, taking you way back on the 80s. Going to bring you some Quiet Riot. Bang your head on the way to the break. Don't go away.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
As a small business owner, you deserve more. More confidence, more connectivity, more of the tools that help your business thrive. And at Cox Business, you can expect more from us. We don't just have sales reps. We have perfect plan identifiers. People who will work with you to make sure your business gets everything it needs and nothing that it doesn't. Your business deserves more, and that's why you can expect more from Cox Business. Call 800-526-8572 to switch today.
Not to be a backseat driver, but can you say for sure you got the best monthly payment possible on your auto loan? Could it be that you might have gotten a better deal by shopping the loan at a few places and have a lower car payment? Next time, before you go car shopping, visit Communication Federal Credit Union first. Our auto loan experts will find you a perfect loan and get you the lowest monthly payment we can. Communication Federal, your auto loan experts. Restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
The following program contains coarse language and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is
more cowbell.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. This is America Off the Rails. I am your host, Rick Robinson. We are back. We are live. And, you know, I did a completely boneheaded thing. I was kind of enjoying hanging out in the chat, getting caught up, and forgot to pull up the next segment. So give me a second while we enjoy the joys of live radio and I go find our Buffoon of the Week segment. Because I forgot to pull it while I was on commercial. Half the reason I take commercials is to make sure I have time to queue things up. And I forgot. Anyway, hopefully it doesn't try to play an ad, because here we go.
Welcome to Buffoon of the Week, where we search for the biggest buffoons from last week's news and current events and nominate them so you, our fans, can choose who you think was the dumbest of the dumb, the top of the garbage heap, the cream of the crap, the... Well, you get my point. The way it works is you vote in our poll by clicking on the eye in the top right corner of the video or by leaving a comment voicing your opinion. Last week, philandering PhD Neil Ferguson got your vote, and it was the closest vote we've ever had. The poll was deadlocked, but the comments on our social media were convinced that breaking your own coronavirus rules to get with your married lover right after you yourself had the coronavirus and had to be in isolation won the day. Before we get to all the fun, thanks to the magic of YouTube analytics, we see a lot of new faces stopping by our little show here. And we are so thankful that you are, but we're going to ask you to please take the time to hit that like button, and also please, oh please, oh please, subscribe to our channel if you're liking what you're seeing. Okay, now to the fun. And that fun starts with this week's dishonorable mentions. Jimmy Kimmel may have come up short for last week's Buffoon of the Week, but it seems like he started a trend. You see, NBC's Chuck Todd also got caught red-handed last week for airing deceptively edited footage of Attorney General William Barr answering a question about how he hopes history will look at his decision to drop charges against General Michael Flynn.
In the bite that we aired and commented on, Mr. Barr was asked how he thinks the history of his decision to end the prosecution of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn will be written. Mr. Barr answered, quote, "History is written by the winner. So it largely depends on who's writing the history." In the full version of the interview and transcript, he went on to say, "But I think a fair history would say that it was a good decision because it upheld the rule of law. Because we only saw the shorter of two clips, we should have looked at both and checked for a full transcript. A mistake that I wish we hadn't made and one that I wish I hadn't made. Obviously, I'm very sorry for that mistake."
Well, at least Chucky apologized. That's something. We can't say the same for comedian John Oliver or the dolts over at the Young Turks, who both ran with the same chop shop version of Barr's remarks.
When history looks back on this decision, how do you think it will be written?
Well, history is written by the winner, so it largely depends on who's writing the history.
That's an incredible insight into his mind and how he operates. Cenk, we have about 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, that's basically him saying, hey, if we win, we get to rewrite all this. And then truth will be on its head and so will justice. Ha ha.
We also got a chuckle from D-list actress Rosanna Arquette, who tweeted out a defense of CNN's choice of adding teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg to a town hall panel on the coronavirus? Must have missed when Greta got her PhD. But back to Arquette. She wrote that Thunberg deserved to be on the panel because she is a, quote, wise sage. Oh yeah, Rosanna, she's right up there with the great thinkers of our time. Let's calm down there. And finally, check out this sign from Ocean County, New Jersey, outlining the activities allowed when beaches open up there. You can surf, but not swim? How does that work? Like, what do they do if they get knocked off a board or something? Also, standing in one place and fishing is okay, but don't you dare sit down. The fate of everyone's health depends on it. But as far as our nominees this week go, we look to the opposite ends of media, and we come up with CNN hack Brian Stelter and loony fringe whack job Alex Jones. Oh boy, this one ought to be good. If you tuned into CNN at any time in the past, 3.5 years or so, you probably saw some coverage about a little-known story concerning Russia. And right there in the middle of it all was this week's first nominee, Brian Stelter. CNN's media watchdog used his show, ironically named Reliable Sources, to lament about what he is calling the right's obsession with Russia after news broke this week that the Obama administration was deeply involved in the unmasking of General Michael Flynn.
It's so disappointing to look at what we're seeing from right-wing media these days, where there's such an obsession with the deep state and these revelations about the Russia probe and the decision about Michael Flynn. They're treating the Michael Flynn story like it's a bigger deal than the deaths of 2,000 Americans a day. This on Fox and Friends and other shows. When the president called into Fox and Friends the other morning, Friday morning, right before the unemployment rate numbers came out, he talked about the Flynn case for 20 minutes before he was asked about the pandemic.
Yeah, how dare you, Fox News, actually reporting news while there are people dying, for goodness sakes. While Stelter was using the tragedy of COVID-19 to rail against Fox News and the president, I guess he conveniently forgot how he and his network felt about the Russia story before the facts started coming in and the tide turned in President Trump's favor. Lucky enough, the Washington Free Beacon did the remembering for us.
Latest on the Robert Mueller Russia investigation.
Mueller investigation.
The Russia investigation. Trump's Russia ties. And Robert Mueller. The real Russia story. Russia probe. The ongoing Russia probe. Russia probe. The Russia investigation. But Mueller and the Russia probe.
Russia synergies.
They wonder if Russia has compromising information on the president. What is the source for the president's claim that they have found no collusion with Russia? He misspelled collusion.
Every day we're trying to keep track of the drip, drip, drip of the Russia investigation.
Drip, 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 Trump and Russia to see whether Trump was secretly working for Russia.
Ah, memories. Seltzer's attempt to memory hole 3 years of Russia coverage not only underscores the importance of the news that came out last week with the declassification of documents, but it also gives us a clear insight into Stelter's thinking about what his audience is. He either thinks they're stupid, or they're just like him, willfully ignorant. Like what you've seen so far? Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button, leave us a comment as well because we read every single one of them, and don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another show. Okay, so you knew this was coming sooner or later, right? I mean, if there was ever someone who should be nominated at least once for Buffoon of the Week, it's this week's second nominee, Alex Jones. Let's take a look at one of Jones's more recent claims that hit the liberal blogosphere last week, that some hospital workers were killing patients and saying that they died of COVID-19 in order to boost hospital profits, and also to carry out a eugenics plot.
If you've had a cold in the last decade, you will show up positive or coronavirus. And then if you die in a car wreck or even a shark attack, they're now saying, that's not a joke, or you die in a plane crash, or you die of cancer, or you die of pneumonia, from some other pneumonia, you will be counted as COVID-19. When you treat COVID patients, period, the hospital gets, depending on its size,
it makes the frogs between $190,000
and $10 million. And it just goes on and on and on. So that's why they said, close up shop. We're a COVID business now. And imagine all the old people suddenly dying in the nursing homes, family not allowed to see what's happening. Now they're prisons. Now they're eugenics death camps. Because they like to wear a mask and feel trendy. And like, oh, I'm so brave. I'm in a war zone. It's a war.
And I almost forgot about the orgies going on in the hospitals, too.
I talk to people I know that are nurses and doctors. They're having sex and watching Pornhub and Netflix. They're drinking, they're taking pills, they're having orgies. That's on record. They're taking pills, they're drinking vodka, they're drinking whiskey, they're drinking wine coolers, they're drinking White Claw, they're having sex. His hospitals are empty and all there is booty call time. Booty, 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 booty everywhere, rocking everywhere, rocking everywhere. I've talked to friends and family, and they say it is a giant orgy.
Man, does anybody else feel dumber just for watching that, or is it just me? Oh, and for some more Alex Jones news, how about this late last week? The Washington Times reported on its search of government databases that confirmed that Alex Jones has been on the Secret Service radar for, and I'm quoting here, multiple times due to conspiracy theory articles posted on his website and comments made during his broadcasts. Well, isn't that just a big fat duh? According to the report, the Secret Service kept details going back as far as 2009 with Alex Jones's birther theory, and also includes him paying people to call Bill Clinton a rapist in 2016, and newly uncovered interviews with Jones in 2017 concerning Jones's supposed knowledge of a globalist plot to poison President Trump. Man, I'm dizzy all of a sudden. Must be all the chemtrails. Of course, There's no evidence or anything for any of these claims. But you know that Jones knows. Because he told you he knows. Because he's in their heads. Which leaves us the question, if Alex Jones is in everybody else's head, what the heck is left in his? Hey, don't forget that Buffoon of the Week is all over social media. So when you're online, make sure you like us on Facebook, you follow us on the Twitters, and go on over to Instagram and like us there too. But the most important thing you have to do is remember to subscribe right here on YouTube. So, to help you evaluate these two polarizing buffoons, we're going to run them through our trademark pending Sharpton scale of buffoonery. First, we rate the buffoonish nature of our two nominees on a scale from 0 to 100 by comparing them to our guiding light of absolute perfect buffoonery, the Reverend Al Sharpton. And then we measure the buffoonish magnitude of each nominee's actions using our custom unit of measurement, the Sharpton. Get ready, guys. It's time to put some real science into political science. Brian Stelter's buffoonery here is twofold. First is his typical lack of self-awareness. As CNN's designated hall monitor of mainstream media, it is not surprising that Brian Stelter wants you to forget years of Russia coverage when leftist media thought they had President Trump on the ropes, especially now that the story is politically trending in Trump's favor. What is surprising, though, is how Stelter found the nerve to figuratively stand on the graves of those who died from COVID-19 to express his holier-than-thou message. Given Stelter's national platform and his reputation for carrying water for the leftist media, he rates a 75 on our scale, and his daily double of buffoonery measures 1.83 gigasharptons. Okay, so let's get the obvious out of the way quickly.
I thought that score would have been higher.
I mean, like, over the moon.
We have to have a talk with Gene.
His buffoonish nature is certainly high, despite his reach being blunted by decreased access to his rambling conspiracy theories. And his COVID-19 theory du jour is much like others he's peddled. It's rooted in some factoid that is just completely twisted and turned, and then totally blown out of proportion. Eugenics and orgies in hospitals occurring simultaneously? Sounds like a bad grindhouse movie that not even Tarantino would touch. Jones himself rates an 87, and his statements earn 4.22 gigasharptons. And let's hope we never have to discuss him again. Alrighty then, we've made our case, and it's time for you to deliberate and come back with a verdict. Tell us who you got for this week's Buffoon of the Week by voting on our poll right now.
Well, not right now. Maybe at least wait till after this show's over.
So thanks for watching the video, everybody. Be sure to give it a thumbs up, and please subscribe to the channel and be part of this great community that we're building here week by week. Come back next week where we'll have two more contenders, but only one can be Buffoon of the Week. See you then.
All right, so there you have this week's edition of Buffoon of the Week. Voting is still open. It doesn't close till tomorrow, so make sure that at some point you do head over to Gene's YouTube channel. Give your little casting vote there. I really thought Tater was going to have a higher score. I mean, you know, Jones, I get. That's probably the highest rating on the Sharpton scale I've seen of anyone, but that puts him at an 87. The only person that ever got a perfect 100 was Sharpton. Dude's only, what, 20, now what would that be? 13 points away? It's too late for math, but yeah. So, anyway. Alright, so we're gonna take a quick break. Got two more topics we want to hit on the way out. Gotta make up for a little bit of lost time because we got a late start, but we do need to take another break. So we're going to take the last break of the show, come back, finish up the last couple of topics, and then we are going to get out of here for the night. Don't forget, for those of you hanging out with us late, try to set an alarm so you don't miss the beginning. We have Daily Dose tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern with me and Stacy, so make sure you tune in for that. And then we have our usual Thursday night lineup, including, but not limited to, The Culture Shift and another Bleepin' Podcast tomorrow night. So make sure you tune in for both of those. Especially since I'll be the one producing The Culture Shift anyway. Sorry, had to throw that out there. But we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back. In the just in honor of Alex Jones and his everybody getting drunk at the hospital comment, I thought, This would be a fitting bumper. Should I be able to find it again? Give me just 1 second. All right, there we go. All right. Getting it queued up now. Bear with me for just a moment. And here we go. This is for all you frontline workers in hospitals that are getting wasted right now. One Scotch, one beer. Well, I ain't seen my baby since I don't know when. I've been drinking bourbon, whiskey, scotch and gin. Gonna get high, man, I'm gonna get loose. Need me a triple shot of that juice. Gonna get drunk, don't you have no fear. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-7602 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-7602 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-7602. That's 1-800-516-7602. Again, 1-800-516-7602.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 855-452-BLUE or visit hereforyouok.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve company.
Welcome back in to America Off the Rails. I am your host, Rick Robbins, and we are live right here on KLRN Radio, America's podcast network, and we do this thing every Wednesday night at 11 p.m. Eastern. We are the cleanup crew for Chat Lives Matter Day on KLRN Radio, which is every Wednesday. Actually, we're the opening act for right now and the cleanup crew. Yes, my name's Rick. I'm a workaholic. My first meeting was forever ago. Speaking of workaholics, there's a governor that I absolutely love today, and sadly, it's not my governor for the moment. I actually am a fan of my governor for the most part. But Governor Ron DeSantis basically smacked one out of the park today. Some of you guys have probably already heard the audio that I'm about to play because we have a pretty sharp audience, but this deserves a standing ovation, so we're going to play it anyway.
Our data is available. Our data is transparent. In fact, Dr. Birx has talked multiple times about how Florida has the absolute best data. So any insinuation otherwise is just typical partisan narrative trying to be spun. And part of the reason is that because you got a lot of people in your profession who waxed poetically for weeks and weeks about how Florida was going to be just like New York. Wait 2 weeks, Florida's going to be next. Just like Italy, wait 2 weeks. Well, hell, we're 8 weeks away from that, and it hasn't happened. Not only do we have a lower death rate, well, we have way lower deaths generally, we have a lower death rate than the Acela Corridor, DC, everyone up there. We have a lower death rate than the Midwest, Illinois, Michigan, Indiana, Ohio. But even in our region, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Florida has the lower death rate. And I was the number one landing spot from tens of thousands of people leaving the number one hot zone in the world to come to my state. So we've succeeded, and I think that people just don't want to recognize it because it challenges their narrative, it challenges their assumption, so they got to try to find a boogeyman. Maybe it's that there are black helicopters circling the Department of Health. If you believe that, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I'd like to sell you.
Last question.
So there you have Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis basically smacking the press with the mic. Actually, If it was anybody else, he would be smacking them with something else. But we'll give him some credit because dude was in a suit. That being said, though, that was just probably some of the best audio that I have heard from a Republican governor who's basically finally decided, you know, that they've had enough with the media. Because pretty much all of the conservative governors feel that way. Because, you know, you heard at the beginning of the show when we ran the newsreel, all 50 states at this point have started moving towards finding ways to reopen their economy. The only people that are catching shit over it are the conservative governors. That being said, DeSantis has some really interesting points, because I had forgotten about the fact that so many people from Florida, when the pandemic was first becoming public, or New York, I mean, when the pandemic was first really becoming publicly known as a thing, all of a sudden everybody from New York is like, shit, let's get out of here, let's go to Florida. And so everybody was like, well, with as bad as New York is shaping up, with everybody running off to Florida from New York, Florida probably will eventually be just as bad as New York. And at the time, don't get me wrong, because at the time it was a very sound premise. But we didn't know enough about the virus at the time, because we now know that light and heat kill the virus. Ron DeSantis has a very solid case for why his state is probably one of the best places to be if you have COVID right now, because there's light and there's heat, and he didn't button everything down to the point that everybody, I mean, that's the thing, folks. Now that we know that outside is one of the best places to be because sunshine gives you vitamin D helps kill COVID, heat helps kill COVID, which is from sunshine. Fresh air, good for you, just ask your grandmother. All these things that we now know, and we have known basically since SARS and H1N1, and somehow every time we say, well, next time there's a pandemic, we're going to know better because we learned all of these things, you know. We're now smarter than we were before. Like, we knew that it was a good idea with SARS that people should go outside, but somehow by the time COVID came around just a few short years later, all of a sudden we done forgot. And now here we are, keeping everybody bottled up, shoved inside, can't go to work, can't do anything, and now we're getting to the point where the newest COVID cases in New York have actually been from people that have been shut up in their houses the entire time trying to obey the fucking quarantine. I'm just over it. I'm over all of it, and I'm tired of the media making everybody live in fear. I have spent most of the last week talking to family members who are terrified that we are all going to die because the country is trying to open back up. What nobody's wanting to talk about is if we don't open back up again soon, eventually the country's going to die anyway, because we're going to be out of food. We're going to be out of money. I understand that the government has access to this printing press they like to call the Federal Reserve, and they can print all the money they want whenever the hell they want to. But the problem is, every time they do that, they devalue the money that we already have. And they're not talking about that either, because now you have the House, Nancy Pelosi, passing this deal to try to, you know, give illegal aliens stimulus money, give everybody extra stimulus money, put all the money in all the coffers for all the free shit the Democrats always fucking want anyway, and at the same time, now we're talking about another $3 trillion on top of the $6 trillion that have already been pumped into the economy in one form or the other, even if some of it hasn't been unleashed yet. And now we had the Senate, oh, don't worry, it's dead on arrival. Now they're saying, oh, we're not even going to look at this until June. Why the fuck are you looking at it at all? You told us it was dead on arrival. Dead on arrival means we're not going to look at it. Not, well, we're going to hold off until at least June before we look at this. That's not dead on arrival, Mitch. Just throwing that out there, because that's not what dead on arrival means. Anyway. Alright, so anyway, that's pretty much going to do it for this particular episode. We're just about out of time anyway. Want to thank everybody for taking the time to tune in tonight and making a hashtag Chat Lives Matter Day a great one. Even if it was Chat Lives Matter Day.
The Time Warp Edition for half of the night. Sorry.
Oh. It's not running. There we go. Now it's turning off. Sorry about that. Anyway, does that sound as weird out there as it does in my ears? Just curious, because I've actually debated on some night if Ordy wants a night off from juxtaposition, just doing like a really weird juxtaposition for an hour talking like that. Probably would annoy the shit out of everybody, though, because after about 2 minutes in my ears, I'm like, okay, that's enough, make it stop. Anyway, so we're going to get out of here, because I have to be up super early to do this all over again tomorrow, and then again on Friday. And then don't forget, for Memorial Day Monday, which is also my birthday, Stacy and I will not be on. However, I'll be back with you guys Tuesday. And then next week, we have Juxtaposition. We're going to kind of, on Friday, we're going to kind of dovetail into the topic that we had this last week, where we've decided, since we've officially been doing that show for now a year, we're going to start going back in and delving back into some of our primer episodes. So, since we just kind of did a primer on the Kennedy assassination and all the different rabbit holes we're going to be able to go down with that one, we're going to go back to one of our other primer episodes that also dovetails a bit into the Kennedy assassination, since it'll be delving into some of the weirder parts of the CIA and some of the things that, you know, people still don't necessarily want to acknowledge. So, make sure you join us tomorrow, and then don't forget we have the regular Thursday edition crew in the evening, and then I'll be back with you Friday morning. After that, I'll be off until Tuesday, but I'll be back bright and early with you guys on Tuesday morning, because still have one way or the other at least about, roughly 11 more calendar days before we find out whether or not I have to go physically back into the building. So that's quite a few shows left, but we will find out soon enough. On that note, we are going to get out of here. Sorry, trying to keep from sneezing in your ear. Suddenly my allergies have decided to go nuts. Since I don't have the regular outro queued up, we're just going to go out with what we went to break on the last time. I will see you guys tomorrow morning. In the words of Bill S. Preston Esquire and Ted Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other. For those of you that got spinnable chairs, use them if you got them. We'll see you guys tomorrow. I'm
I'm going home. Later.
Game over, man. It's game over.